الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكم والحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We start off with the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this segment of Ulumul Quran. Should we recite the Quran Sharif loudly or should we recite the Quran Sharif softly? Narration of Tirmidhi. An Uqbat ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al jahiru bil Quran kal jahiri bis sadaqah. والمسر بالقرآن كالمسر بالصدقة. زد أقبى بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrates, رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one reading the Quran Sharif loudly is like one who gives alms loudly. And one who reads the Quran Sharif silently is like one who gives it secretly. Sometimes it is more rewarding to give alms openly when there is some good reason and the intention is to induce others, by example. At other times, to give secretly is more virtuous, for instance, when the intention is to avoid show and ostentation on one's own part or to save the recipient from humiliation. In the same way, recitation of the Quran Sharif in a loud voice carries more reward when the intention is to induce others. Besides, in this there is reward also for those who listen. At times it would be preferable to read silently. For example, someone is reading Salah, then you read silently so as to avoid inconvenience to others or show on one's part. Thus, the reading either way has independent virtue. Sometimes one mode is preferable and sometimes the other is preferable. Many people have argued on the basis of this hadith that reading in a low voice is more virtuous. Imam Bayhaqi, rahimullah, in his book Kitabu Shu'ab, he has written that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha had reported that the reward of doing a good act secretly is 70 times more than that of doing it openly. But according to the rules laid down by Muhaddithin, this hadith is da'if. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu reports that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not read in a loud voice, lest the voice of one should get mixed up with the other. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimullah, he mentions he found a person reading the Quran Sharif in a loud voice in Masjid al-Nabawi and had stopped him. The reader, however, tried to argue, whereupon Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz mentioned, if you read for the sake of Allah, read in a low voice, and if you read for the sake of men, then such reading is of no use. Similarly, an advice of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for reading the Quran Sharif in a loud voice has also been reported. Sharul Ihya contains both riwayat, and this is an athar as well as the sayings of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, urging the recitation of the glorious Quran Sharif in a loud voice as well as in a low voice. So sometimes in a loud voice is preferable, sometimes in a low voice is preferable. You have to see which is most convenient to others too. And you're at home, you're alone, or your wife is there and you are reading Quran Sharif loudly and she's not doing anything, so she's listening to your Quran Sharif. You know it's not done for ostentation or for show. You have to check your intention too. So all of this will play a big role. But now in a masjid, people are reading Salah. There you are reading loudly. This is causing inconvenience. They are becoming disturbed in their Salah. So knowing when to read the Quran Sharif too is important. A person is reading Quran Sharif, mashallah, but Salah has started. So this now is not using your shari'i aqal that Allah Azawajal has given to you to say that this salah is important. Everyone's going for salah, I'm still reading Quran Sharif. So knowing what to do at the right times this year is vitally important. Concerning the Quran Sharif, Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Ali says, Da'ni wa wasfiya ayatin, Da'ni wa wasfiya ayatin lahu dhaharat. Allow me to describe the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thuhura nari al-qira laylan ala alami. Like the lightning of fires on the hillside at night for guests. Fadurru yazdadu husna wa huwa muntazimun. The beauty of a pearl is further enhanced in a necklace. وَلَيْسَ يَنْقُسُ قَدْرًا غَيْرُ مُنْتَظِبِ. But its value does not diminish in the least when not strung on a necklace. فَمَا تَطَاوَلُ أَعْمَالُ الْمَدِيحِ إِلَى. So why should the ambitions of those who praise not increase towards مَا فِيهِ مِنْ كَرَمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالشِّيَمِ. That which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has of noble character and good habits. آيات حق من الرحمن محدثة. Verses of the truth from the most merciful, newly heard. Ya Allama Busayri rahimullah is referring to the special miracle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, the greatest miracle of all time, because it is eternal. All the other Anbiya's miracles could only be seen by those who were present at the time of the miracle. But the Quran Sharif is a miracle which is seen by all the people for all the time to come. By newly heard, he's referring to when the Quran Sharif was revealed. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard it for the first time from the mouth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قَدِيمَةٌ صِفَةُ الْمَوْصُوفِ بِالْقِدَمِ. Eternal, which is external, eternal, which is a quality of Allah who is described with eternity, as well as being قَدِيمَةٌ صِفَةُ الْمَوْصُوفِ بِالْقِدَمِ. Eternal, which is the quality who is described with eternity. The Quran Sharif is eternal because it is the speech of Allah who is ever-loving and eternal, like Him who has always existed and will always exist. He says further, لَمْ تَقْتَرِنْ بِزَمَانٍ وَهِيَ تُخْبِرُنَا. It is not connected with any period of time while it informs us. Here he is saying, it refers to the previous line and shows that the Quran Sharif is eternal, just as Allah Azza wa Jal is. عَنِ الْمَعَادِ وَعَنْ عَادِ وَعَنْ إِرَمِ. About the year after, as well as of Aad and Iram. Here, Allama Busayri rahimullah means that the Quran Sharif is independent of time, as we know it, and only came into existence after the creation of the heavens and earth. Yet it tells us about all the periods of time. It tells us about our future after death. So here what we mean is the Quran Sharif is independent of time as we know it. And it tells us about our future after death, as well as stories of the ancient nations such as Ad and Iram. According to one version of the Mufassirin, that the commentators of the Quran Sharif, the tribe of Ad, were the descendants of Ad, who was the grandson of Iram, who was the grandson of Nuh alayhi salam. They lived at Ahqaf, or the winding sands of Hadramaut, the king of Shaddad, the son of Ad, built a splendid palace and garden in imitation of Jannah and named it Iram. Because he claimed to be God and had his subjects worship him, he was punished by sudden death as he was about to enter the paradise he had built for himself here on earth, before even having the opportunity to see it. دَامَتْ لَدَيْنَا فَفَاقَتْ كُلَّ مُعْجِزَةٍ. Which remains with us forever, therefore it is superior to every miracle. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ إِذْ جَاءَتْ وَلَمْ تَدُمِ. Of other Nabis, for when their miracles came, it did not remain. مُحْكَمَاتٌ فَمَا يَبْقِينَ مِنْ شُبَهٍ. Absolutely clear, so it did not leave room for any doubts. Then he says here, لِذِي شِقَاقٍ وَلَا يَبْغِينَ مِنْ حَكَمِي. By the enemies, nor do they require any judge. مَا حُورِبَتْ قَتُّ إِلَّا عَادَ مِنْ حَرَبٍ. No one opposed it ever except for the vehement enemy. أعد الأعادي إليها ملقي السلم due to the enmity of the enemy toward it, refrain from seeking a truce. ردت بلاغتها دعوى معارضها. Its eloquence refuted the accusations of its objectors. رد الغيور يد الجاني عن الحرم. Just as respectable man keeps off the hand of a transgressor from his haram. Here he compares the eloquence of the Quran Sharif in protection like an honorable man who protects his wife from the hands of any other man. لها معان كموج البحر في مدد. The meaning is like the waves of the ocean in helping one another. وفوق جوهره في الحسن والقيم. And the Quran transcends the jewels of the sea in terms of its beauty and its value. فَمَا تَعُدُّ وَلَا تُحْصَى عَجَائِبُهَا فَمَا تَعُدُّ وَلَا تُحْصَى عَجَائِبُهَا Its wonders cannot be counted nor comprehended. وَلَا تُسَامُ عَلَى الْإِكْثَارِ بِالسَّامِ Nor would you be satiated by its constant recitation. قَرَّتْ بِهَا عَيْنُ قَارِيهَا قرت بها عين قاريها فقلت له لقد ظفرت بحبل الله فاعتصمي. It cools the eye of its reciter. So I said to him, you have succeeded with the rope of Allah, therefore hold steadfast onto it. إن تتلها خيفة من حر نار لظى. If you recite it due to fear of the heat of the blazing fire. أدفأت حر لطا ميو وردها أدفأت حر لطا أدفأت حر لطا ميو وردها شببي Then you have doused the blazing fire with its cool water. كأنها الهود تبيض الوجوه به. It is like the hose, how the Kawthar with which faces are illuminated. من الأصاة وقد جاءوه كالحمم. Of the sinners, even though they came to it black as coal. وكسرات والميزان معدلة. It is like the straight bridge and like the scales in equilibrium. فالقسط من غيرها في الناس لم يقم. Justice without which amongst men is we cannot be established. لا تعجبن لحسود راح ينكرها. Do not be astonished if the jealous person rejects it. تجاهلا وهو عين الحاذق الفهم. Ignorance while they are shrewd and intelligent. قد تنكر العين ضوء الشمس من رمد. Verily the eye rejects the rays of the sun due to dust. وينكر الفم طعم الماء من سقم. The mouth rejects the sweet taste of water due to sickness. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us. This is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Give us the ability to respect it, honor it. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.